How blessed we are. Yes. Amen. Brother Jason said he'll take care of me, so he will. Good to see you. Good to see you early in the morning. Amen. And because he lives, we live. Because he lives, we've got hope. Amen. I'm blessed. I'm blessed to be here. Brother Dave, I'm blessed because you asked me, not because I'm something good or special. Matter of fact, when you asked me, I almost said you can find somebody more qualified. But anyway, I'm happy. Amen. Thank God the story's never changed. The message never changed. Amen. Still Jesus Christ. Amen. His death and burial and the resurrection. Glory to God. Never seen so many friends together as I've got here this morning. Amen. But I feel amongst friends. Amen. Bust all. We're amongst God's people. Amen. Good to see you. In the book of John's Gospel, have a Bible with you. Our minds, our hearts, and our thoughts ought to be centered around the resurrection. But Brother Claire said also the death on the cross. Amen. In the book of John, just going to read the last three verses here in chapter 20. Somebody said, and I say quite often, familiar to you, if you've been in the book. In verse 29, and Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Look over in chapter 21, the last couple verses there. This is a disciple which testified of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, which if they should be written, everyone, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. Isn't that a testimony? Amen. Father, we're thankful again today, God, for the grace of God given, mercies of God extended, for the hope that we have. Lord, we're here celebrating to God that day better than 2,000 years ago. Glory to God when it was declared by the angels of heaven. He's not here, but he's risen. Glory to God, and because he's risen, we can face every tomorrow. We're blessed to be here, God, with precious people. Brother Dave, we appreciate him. God, we ask the blessings of grace and help and power. Brother Dave, his family. Church folks here, God, encourage your heart. We ask God, give him liberty, strength, and voice. God, to be able to share some things. God, it would illuminate and strengthen the hearts and the lives of this people. God, I know our Father dear. God, that every one of us are Heavenly Father on the journey. And one of these days, we're going to reach our Father dear. At the final step of the journey, God, and whenever we finish up here, may we hear you say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. In Jesus' name, give us help, strength, now and bring the scripture to our mind. We pray for thy glory, and amen. If you'd look up in the dictionary, thank God the word believe, you'll probably find something like this: to accept as true or real. And also, in many definitions, but to have confidence with him. I glory to God. I thank God today if I could impart unto you anything. I thank God I believe in him. Amen. I thank God for a believing heart. Glory to God. Not everybody's got a believing heart. But I rejoice that God's given us a believing heart. Amen. I guess it's okay to be myself, Brother Dave. I glory to God. I better tonight or today. I better God has graciously. I better enlighten himself unto us and manifest himself unto us. I better as far back as I can remember. I better today. I thought Brother Dave even this morning. I better. I've never doubted him. Glory to God. Somebody said, well, you're special. I've got up in a special way. Amen. I glory to God. I had a godly mother and daddy. I'm talking about a godly mother and daddy. Amen. I thought even today, I thought many Bibles. I see my pap. I thought he never worked public works. I feel thank good tonight. But we have Bible reading morning before school. Bible reading prayer before we went to bed. Glory to God. Somebody said, well, this come natural. No, I had. I better to believe it in my heart. Glory to God. I bet God opened up my understanding, Brother Dale. And God gave me a believing heart. I was able to believe the gospel. Amen. I thought, dear heart, some of those old Bibles down, I read out. I could see them even. I put them in the theater of my mind. I back falling off of them. I paid the phone out of them. I'm telling you, babies, I'm yours, children of yours. I've got the greatest gift that you could ever give them. It's the Word of God. I've got today. I promote righteousness and godliness and holy living.
Amen.
Somebody said, you're comical. I've been told that hundreds of times. Amen. I'm just going to tell you what. I brother whom the Son has set free is free indeed. I glory to God. There's liberty. Amen. Where the Spirit of God is, there's liberty. I glory to God. I believe I can say this freely. The greatest desire of God's heart is that you would believe Him. The greatest desire. The Bible said, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in Him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but rather through Him that the world might be saved. Brother David wasn't there when he was born to the virgin, but I believe it. I've never doubted. Amen. I believe, brother, he was born to the virgin. Amen. I believe the Holy Ghost overshadowed that virgin. Somebody said, preacher, got it messed up. I know we've not got it messed up. Amen. These things are written. I suppose, brother, if everything been written, brother, they should have been written, that even the world could not contain the books. Somebody said, I find that hard to believe. I don't. I glory to God. I brother, these things are written. If all things have been written, that should have been written. Amen. But I'm telling you, these are written. Better that we would believe. You remember Jesus got the message about His dear friend Lazarus, sick, tarried another 2 days. Said these disciples, said by this time, Lazarus is sleeping. Well, they say, Master, if he's sleeping, he's doing well. And Jesus said plainly to him, Lazarus is dead. And he said, I'm glad. For your sake. Amen. What a statement. He said, but I'm glad for your sake that you might believe. I'm going to go. I better raise him up. I'll tell you, resurrection is here. Amen. I better, the Bible tells us, he was delivered for our offenses. I better, he was raised. I brought justification. You know what justification is? It's just like you never sinned. I'm happy. God lets me live a few more days. But I'll be a preacher for 50 years. Sometimes, Buddy Mike, I feel tired. Amen. Somebody said, you busy? Whenever down at the visitation, you're preaching mama. Amen. Funeral director said, you're still preaching. I said, I'm preaching every week, 2 or 3 times. Amen. I'm going to tell you what, somebody said, are you going to keep preaching? I'm going to keep preaching until Jesus comes. Amen. Until they throw the dirt on me. I glory to God. I better people need to hear the truth. And the truth will set us free. I glory to God. The Bible tells us in 1 John, little John, chapter 2, verse 2, He is a perpetuation for our sins, and not only for our sins only, but the sins of the whole world. Look that word, a perpetuation. Amen. Well, I'll save you time. He took the full penalty. He took the full penalty of my crime. He took the full penalty. I, brother, he took the full penalty of your sin, of your crime. I don't care how deep you went sin, how far you went sin. I, brother, if you'd just been a good Joe, I, brother, we was all sinners. I, brother, about 7 years, I, brother, I made my way. I turned on the prayer. And I said it was real. I could take you back to the place, Brother Dale. Your church been tore down. I glory to God. But I'm going to tell you what. Somebody said you've lived good old time. No, I haven't. I've made a lot of mistakes. Maybe you haven't. But I have. But I thank God for the amazing grace of God. I better when we take His grace. After so granted, He just gives more grace. We had a godly mom and daddy. We had a praying mom and daddy. Better we're some revivals everywhere. Amen. I'll tell you, I could name some favorite preachers. I bet you had your gift run. I bet when my daddy, he loved preaching. I'm going to tell you what. I bet to sit there this morning. I bet church was not an option. Sunday school was not an option. Somebody said, well, they strict. They were strict. Amen. I'm going to tell you, I thought at the time they were too strict. But heaven forbid they were not strict enough. We went to church when we were all walked. And I said, you're an old fogey. Amen. I'm just telling you how it was. I remember when my pap got his first vehicle. Amen. Pretty good size. I killed at the time. Now I'm going to tell you about a mile and a half down the valley. Amen. Up a hill. Amen. Now I'm going to tell you what. I better we walked. Some rode horses. Some came in a sled. Now I'm going to tell you what. I better people got to church. I better today they had a out in their soul. I better they had go. I better within their life. Amen. God desires to be believed. He wants to be believed. Jesus wants to be believed. Amen. Sister Lita or somebody, Brother Claire, mentioned a testimony over and over and over. He told his disciples, amen, that brother's going to go to Jerusalem. There's going to be condemned. And there's going to die. But in the third day, he's going to rise again. But they never caught it. It's one thing to hear, and there's another thing to really hear. Amen. We've got to hear down the heart. God desires that you believe Him. Young people, God desires that you believe Him. Amen. I brought her back under the old covenant. Better they wrote scriptures. They wrote them. I brought her and carried them on their sleeve. They were put on the doorpost. I brought her. They was. I brought her carrying a little box. I brought her around their neck. They were told, tell your children. Amen. When you're sitting down, when you're raising, I brought her today, tell your children and your children's children. Brother Jason said, I'm taping you. I don't want to hear it. I know I'm not in the old speaker. I know that. I battled it a long time. A lot of words don't come out. Didn't take you long to figure it out. Amen. But you know what God said about Moses? He made your tongue. Moses said, I'm not an elder talker. Amen. I want a pure heart. Amen. But I want to live a pure heart. I want to live a pure life. I glory to God. But I want my neighbors around me to know. I thank God I'm on just what I say I am. I got some good neighbors. I've got others that run out excuses going to church. Told me they didn't have no excuse. I'm going to tell you we don't. Ain't that right, Brother Mark? I'll tell you the grace of God has visited every one of us. All right, I've got to hurry. I wasn't there. Brother, but I'm telling you, we just come through 3 days. They used to call it Black Friday. We call it Good Friday. Amen. But it was on the Friday. Oh, there's difference. I better thank God. But I'm going to tell you 3 days. I better have been hard years. I glory to God. I better have told him time after time. I better I'm going to go up to Jerusalem. I'm going to suffer there. And I'm going to be condemned there. And I'm going to die there. I wasn't in judgment hall. When he was spit upon, I was in judgment hall, better when they stripped him. I was in judgment hall, better when they scourged him and beat him and crowned him with thorns. I was an air brother, better when they humiliated him. I humiliated him, shamed him. I wasn't there, but I believe it. And he done it for me, and he done it for you. Amen. But he becomes sin for every one of us. The scripture said, brother, in his own body he bore our sins. In his own body, thank God. I bet he carried our sickness and our disease. I'm telling you, brother, today he bore it all. I bet it today that we could go free. They scourged him and they whipped him and better, they beat him. They led him up a lonely hill. A lonely hill called Calvary, called Golgotha, place of the skull. I wasn't there when they drove the nails in his hands. I wasn't there when they drove the nails in his feet. And dear people, I believe it. I believe it. I believe, brother, he suffered like no man ever suffered. Better the crown of thorns upon him. Humiliated and ashamed. I know we picture him, brother. Little loincloth around him. I will tell you they stripped him. Better they humiliated him. They shamed him. The perfect, blameless, harmless Son of God. Amen. That knew no sin. Amen. No wonder in the garden he prayed. My Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. He was going to become sin for every one of us. He that knew no sin. He that better no doubt was found about him. I glory to God. I've become sin for every one of us. In 6 hours there he hung on the cross. There he hurt. Better my carmines. Brother Jamie R. Martins can't even comprehend it. Amen. On the cross, 6 hours. He said of thirst. They offered him vinegar. But there come a time, brother, when he dropped his head. And he said, it's finished. He had even cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? I glory to God. I better because my sins was upon him. Amen. He dropped his head. The Bible said he gave up the ghost. I better he died. Somebody said he didn't die. He died. I'll tell you from the beginning, the devil, the serpent even in the garden, he didn't want man, woman to believe God. But God wants man, woman to believe God. Better today, he called some of us, I preachers from the sticks, if I'm able to put it that way, talking about myself. Country boy, grown up a country boy, taught to work. Children, it's good to be taught to work. I kid your children different time. Girls do dishes, boys cut sprouts. We don't do that anymore, do we? Thank God, but it's still better. Thank God, the old remedy. Glory to God. Somebody said, well, you didn't say that. Okay. Thank God. But I'm just telling you, brothers and sisters, I thank God he paid the price, brother. I glory to God and he wants us. I better keep telling the story. I better today died. But death was not the end. Mommy, daddy, mother, and daddy's going home. Sister, 4 brothers going home. 5 still here. A lot of them's nails not good. But I'm going to tell you what, we're nearing the home shore. Now I'm going to tell you by the grace of God, we can make the city. Jesus said, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, you believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you so. They said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. He said, if I go and prepare a place for you, said, I'm coming again. I'm received. I'm telling you, brother, that God, I told an old lady, I'm in the hospital, I'm in the hospital, nurse home. I told an old lady, I said, he's going to send somebody to get you. You think it will? I said, it is for Lazarus. She about 90 years of age. I said, the Lord will send somebody to get you. She said, well, I hope you're right. I'm going to tell you what. I pray we live right. Keep our lives under the blood. Live godly, walk upright. I'm going to tell you, brother, live close to the Master. I pray and he's going to say, well done. Jesus said, I go in the way you know. Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you're going, and how do we know the way? Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. Thomas, have you been with me so long? I glory to God. There's times when we don't catch it. Amen. I'm going to tell you what, God give us a believing heart. Brother Rodney, I thank God. God give us a believing heart. Amen. I thank God. I may have had training and upbringing some of you now, but I'm going to tell you, God found you. Uh-huh. Amen. I better God found you. You may be out there somewhere wandering in the wilderness, but God found you where you're at. I preached here a while back. We need to be an inspiration. You need to be an inspiration. A godly inspiration. My youngest daughter, going to school down here at Gilmore, she had troubles reading classes. Two teachers, and I could name them. I don't care to name them for you. A teacher by the name of Terry Landers, and a teacher by the name of Miss Bentley. Her name not Bentley anymore. My daughter will still talk about them two teachers today. They sort of poured her out of a shell, if I'm able to put it that way. They inspired her. They inspired her. School teachers, if you're teachers this morning, inspire. Amen. Inspire them in a good way. I know there's restrictions. Moms and dads inspired. Inspire the children. If you want a brother today, better be a blessing, thank God. Love mama. Mamas love daddy. Better that will make the children's day better. Am I preaching okay? I glory to God. I'm going to tell you what, brother and sister, today, I better childhood is a place of time. I thank God that we're living in our world today, brother babies, brother multiplied babies are being aborted. In the sacredness of mother's womb, you say, well, don't get on that, okay. You can call it whatever you want to, but I'm going to tell you something, going to pay the price, going to answer to God. Amen. I'm going to tell you what, brother, be sure our sins will find us out. We need to get back to God. Okay, that's not part of the message. Amen. But I'm going to tell you what, I better become in a situation. I hope I'm saying that right. I better today. He took the full penalty. Your crime. What the dictionary said. Or your wrongdoing. He took the full. I better he took the full penalty. He become the situation for me and the situation the entire world. I've got to get to the tomb. The scripture said they pulled the nails from his hands and his feet. Joseph of Arimathea and a man named Nicodemus. Now here's the point I want you to see. They wrapped him in clean linen cloth. They laid him in a war tomb. The ladies, yes, they're precious. Now in John 20, there's some prominent figures. Mary Magdalene, out of whom Jesus had cast death, seven devils. Oh, how she loved him. How she loved him. Thank God. Somebody said she was the last one. I better to leave a suffering cross. I better than she was the first one. I better at the tomb. You read John chapter 20, verse 1. Said, while it was yet dark. It's the sunrise. Some of the other scripture, Some of the other gospels said early in the morning. Some of them said at the rising sun. Somebody said, well, what's the difference? Four different writers, but in the eyes of the beholder. There's no contradiction to the scriptures. Amen. In the eyes of a beholder. Don't misunderstand me. All scripture given by inspiration of God. Holy men of God moved upon by the Spirit of God. They wrote it down. God put it in that book. By the way, I'd say in every one of your homes, I put it probably Bibles everywhere. If you don't have a Bible, you see me after I get done. I'll make sure you get a. I'll tell you, Brother Dave would. In my house, Brother Dale, just me there. No, not just me and the Lord. Old brother used to ask me, he's going now too, after my wife had deceased. He said, are you alone? I said, no, I'm not alone. I'm not alone. I've got a friend. I've got a constant friend. I've got a constant companion. Brother Dale, but in my home, better from where I sit, I could pick up a half a dozen Bibles. There's Bibles in every room. Amen. Somebody said, why so many Bibles? It's God's Word. Amen. I don't do a whole lot of reading, but the Bible. I look at some commentaries. Some of them I agree with and some of them I don't. Probably you preachers the same way. Amen. But I'm going to tell you what, brother and sister, this morning, God give us a mind, thank God. And I'm going to tell you what, God put this message on my heart. I glory to God. Brother, and I'm going to tell you, brother and sister, this morning, I thought to myself when Brother Dave asked me to preach, my, what an undertaking. I get nervous every time I preach. Not so much in my home church. I get nervous. I'm talking to God till breakfast. I was preaching about revival. God just brought that to my mind years back. Up next to the Wood County Airport, preaching revival up there. One night, a couple came in there after I started preaching. She came to me after the service. She said, would you by chance be a Pursley? I said, yes, I am. Well, would you by chance be a relative to Elmer Pursley? I said, well, yes, I am. I said, that's my daddy. I knew it, I knew it, I knew it. I might have seen her before one time. Couldn't even tell you their names. She said, your actions, your speech, your conduct. I just know you had to be a Pursley. I'm going to tell you what, Brother Dale, I thought to myself after that, as we've borne the image of the earthly, how much more we need to bear the image of the heavenly. Amen. I'm telling you, brother, today, we're our Father's Son. Jesus said, now I'm going to get to it. He said, go tell my brother. Brother Dale, the ladies come. Now John just names Mary Magdalene. The others name another Mary, Joanna, and some of the others. But Mary Magdalene is named here. But the scripture said, some of the other gospels, they were talking. They were bringing spices. They were going to anoint the body. You see, they didn't believe he rose yet. You understand what I'm saying? They still yet not seen it. Somebody said, how do you see a glass? Half full or half empty? But they never seen the picture yet. But I'm going to tell you, Brother God, the Lord was going to convince them. Amen. They was talking. Who's going to roll away the stone? There's an earthquake. You made her good, Brother Dave. Brother Stone didn't have to be rolled out. Thank God for him to get out. Folks, but I know Sister Lita, maybe some of the rest of you had the privilege of visiting. I don't know if you folks visited the homely land. I never stood in an empty tomb and looked into it. I longed to different time, but I never did. but I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. Romans 10, 9 and 10. I am throwing a lot at you on it. Key verses of salvation. We believe in our heart. Confess with our mouth. Amen. Then it goes on and said, with the heart, brother, we believe unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Brother, we believe in our heart. Well, brother, ain't what we do. Brother, there's time we've got to tell God I'm sorry for the way I lived. I never got into a lot of perversion. That didn't make me a Christian. To this day, I couldn't tell you what alcohol tastes like. That didn't save me. By the way, mother and daddy were never permitted around the house. They didn't permit cussing. Amen. I said they were strict. They were strict. Talked a lot about your granddaddy in church a lot. Never got into drugs. Thank God. But I'm going to tell you what, I'm just a sinner bad. My wife used to testify. Man, I'm throwing a lot at you. My wife used to testify. She was saved. Sister Patty, she saved just as a young girl. By her and her sister Beverly, the whole family finally got in church. Amen. Walked to church. Walked out of horror. Better walk to church. Walked to revivals. She said one time, she got thinking. Other people talked about having drug addicts, being in alcohol, all manners of sexual perversion. Said, I didn't think that a testimony. And God showed her. Said, you needed a Savior just as bad as they need a Savior. I'm going to tell you what. Better be being brought up in a good home. It kept me out of a lot of things. I went overseas. I'm having a lot, ain't a brother day. Went overseas. My mother bought me a, still got it. Back's wore up and now, got it put away. Anyway, she bought us all Bibles. Getting ready to go in the military. Carried that Bible with me. I don't know how big it was. But anyway, overseas, standing inspection one day. Captain, first sergeant, and tune sergeant, and I had that big Bible laid out. That was a display, you military people. Military display. Anyway, New Testament, but it laid out in part of the foot locker. That was part of the display. Now, I'd laid out that Bible time after time. And they looked at that Bible, and that captain looked at it, and he said, well, that's not according to regulations. But they talked it over, and they said it's okay. I'll tell you what about it. I'm going to tell you what, brothers and sisters. God knows I'm telling you the truth. When I was overseas, better away from home, I went to chapel. It was not like being in church. But I read some scriptures every day if I wasn't out on maneuvers. I'd have seen me. By declare, I'd have seen me. Not too many godly people, I'm just telling you what it was. Thank God. But I'm going to tell you what. Thank God they had a respect unto me. Amen. They laid him in a barred tomb. They put a watch. You can read this in Matthew. Somebody said, well, those Pharisees and that religious people, they believed he's going to rise. No, they figured his disciples going to come and steal him. They know what he said, though. They know what he said, I'm going to get up. I'm going to rise. They said, we remember what that deceiver said. Now, let's make a chore. Said, at least this other mistake could be worse than the first. And according to scripture, the governor said, make a chore as you can. I'll tell you, man, little fragile, frail hands better can outdo the hands of God. God's for you. If God's for you, who can be against you? Greater is he that's in you need that's in the world. You're a winner. Amen. You're going somewhere. You're going home. Amen. Because the Lord said he's coming to get you. The scripture said this, as Mary Magdalene stood there. Thank God, and she saw that stone rolled away. And anyway, the Bible said she run and she told Peter and that disciple that Jesus loved, which was John. I'm hurrying, but not too hurry. The scripture said, brother, that Peter and John run to the sepulcher. John, younger man, he outrun Peter. He looked in, but he didn't go in. Peter went in, and John went in. Here's what I want you to notice. Better after looking in, they returned to their homes. But Mary Magdalene stayed at the tomb. Amen. Mary Magdalene stayed at the tomb. She was weeping. She looked in, Sister Patty. There, brother, at where the head had laid and where his feet had laid, there was an angel. Amen. Why seek ye the living amongst the dead? He's not here. He's risen. Hallelujah, the world needs to know. The world celebrates, and thank God Easter that we know what we're celebrating. There's nothing wrong with eggs. My daughter said, Dad, you coming over Easter dinner? And I said, sweetheart, I've got a four-day schedule. I said, I'm not just got time to come over for dinner. What are you doing, brother? I've got a full schedule. God's work. Now don't misunderstand me. I've not missed too many meals. I need to miss more. Amen. Fast. And as far as that can fact, I told her, said, what are you going to do? I said, well, there's probably fast. But I won't. Unless the Lord says to. A lot of people need fasting and prayer. Somebody said, well, I don't believe in that. No, I do. Amen. The scripture said this, brother, that she turned back and she was a weeping. She loved Jesus. I mean, she really loved him. And I believe, brother, I'm talking to people really loving. Brother, willing to go, brother, all the way with him. Amen. The scripture, she turned around, Brother Dale, and there was Jesus, but she didn't recognize him. Now, I want you to notice this. The scripture said, brother, he said, woman, why weepest thou? She said, supposing to be the gardener, saying, if you've borne his body away, tell me where you've taken the body, and we'll go and get the body. But he said, Mary. I sort of pictured, tried to picture. I can't picture it. How sweet that voice must have sounded. Nobody ever spoke about Jesus. You know, that's what some of them said when they went to get him. Why have your body? Nobody, no man spoke like this man. She wanted to hug him. He said, touch me not. For I have not yet ascended to my Father and your Father, to your God and my God. But said, go and tell my brother and Brother Dale. Y'all men will see him there. What are you saying, Brother Ink? I'm preaching something probably you know. And I'm going to tell you what, brother. He took his blood from Calvary. Better than he took it back to the mercy seat. You saying he went to heaven and come back? That's what I'm telling you. I said, well, Benick, I don't agree with you. We're not going to fall out. We're too good of friends. I'm going to tell you what. Next time they seen him, said, touch me. Said, touch me not. For I'm not yet ascended to my God and your God, my Father, your Father. He said, go tell my brother. Now, you can read on there, John. I'll give you some homework. He said, Benick, I do my church that a lot. I don't know if they ever do it or not. But I believe Bible reading ought to be a part of our daily life. Amen. The scripture said that Mary went and told the disciples. Now I want you to notice, the scripture said the same day, the first day of the week in John, in the evening. They were behind closed doors, fearing the Jews. Amen. And the Bible said Jesus stood in their midst. Said, peace. Amen. People disagree about this. No matter what you think, I just tell you what I think. Nail prints was in his glorified body. Place was in his side. Somebody said it's not that way today. I believe it is. Say, but I think you're saying a lot of things. Amen. Well, I'm just telling you, thank God. Somebody said, preach the Bible. I'm trying to. Paul said, we preach not ourselves, but we preach the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, by the way, Brother Paul said, I don't come with enticing words either. Amen. But in power and demonstrations. Hey, I'm preaching that we live good. He's a resurrection life. And if we'll believe this, repent of our sins, brother, we'll live too. And the scripture said, we'll never die. The scripture tells us Thomas wasn't there, and neither was Judas. Judas had sold his soul out. 10 of them was there. They told Thomas, said, we've seen the Lord. Said, he's alive. We've seen him. Thomas said, I'll not believe it. Called him doubting Thomas. And I'm going to tell you what, he wanted to be sure. It's good to be sure. Stay until you're sure. Amen. I've got to finish. The scripture said this 8 days later. Thomas was there. You know what I want to say? Jesus, better more than anything, he wants us to believe. He wants us to believe in him. He wants us to believe that he died for our sins. He wants us to believe that he rose again for our justification. He wants us to believe, brother, that he's with us always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. He wants us to believe that he'll never leave us, never to forsake us. He wants us to believe that he'll not suffer more to come upon us than what we're able to bear. And he will make a way of escape. He wants us to believe those things. He wants us to know, brother, thank God we can make it. It's an ungodly world and it's an unfriendly world. It's a dark world. But I'm telling you, the church is a light in it. It's all the earth in it. Say what you want to, but I'm telling you, it's praying people. It's holding this thing together. Jesus showed up. Thomas, come here. Put your finger into my nail print. Thrust your hand into my side. Now he mentioned the word, believing. In other words, don't live in unbelief. Folks, be a believer. Amen. Be a believer. Not just because somebody said, well, you're a believer, but be assured in your heart. Have that confidence. The scripture said we know that we passed from death unto life because we loved a brother. I'm telling you, you don't have to live in, oh, I was there, time. You mean after you're saved? Yeah. Not living good. Mom and dad be off the revival somewhere. Us kids be at home, and I lay awake, and I thought, if the Lord would come, I'm afraid I'm not ready. Going to church and all that, but I'd worry. Brother Phillips, I don't worry anymore. I'm almost done. You've been good to me. I love you. Man, I've got a pastor of friends and family. Jason got to take good care of me. I married him and his wife. I married her mom and daddy. Say, well, you're getting old. I saw a gentleman, one of the coons lived there on Trace Fork. Oldest coon, what's his name? Ernie. Saw him the other day and he didn't know me. I said, I'm personally, any person. Oh, yeah. I said, I married your sister. You didn't marry my sister. I said, yeah, I married her husband. Oh, yeah, said I'm. If I don't get things told right, sometimes I get in trouble. So I'm going to leave that alone. Thomas said, my Lord, my God. I don't think he even touched him. it's brought out this way. Thomas was not present, so he doubted. He was there, and brother, there was evidence to remove all doubt. I've got to finish. Jesus showed, in a hurry, Jesus showed himself to be alive by many infallible proofs. Paul said he appeared over 500 brethren at one time. He ate with them. Read chapter 21. Boiled fish or fish on the fire. And I said, well, I don't want fish for breakfast. But that's what they had. Amen. But he appeared 40 days and 40 nights. Showed himself to be alive by many infallible proofs. You look up that word infallible. I think I'm pronouncing that right. It removes all doubt. He proved himself to be alive by many infallible proofs. Showing himself to be alive. He led that little band of believers out as far as the Mount of Olives. I'm going to quit. He blessed them and commissioned them. And then the clouds caught him back up out of sight. Returning him back, sent to lead it to the glory which once his, to be at the right hand of Father. Today, he's there. Brother Larry, he's there as an intercessor. He's like a lawyer to you. He's pleading your case. He says, Father, that's one of ours. They got a problem. Father, that's one of ours. They've got a need. We have access to the Father because He lives. Amen. Because He makes an intercession. You've got a friend in Jesus. I noticed the sign when it drove up. Hallelujah. He's alive. Hallelujah. He's resurrected. That's what it is. Brother Dave, however you want to finish up, I'll quit. I could probably preach to you all day, but you don't want that. Oh, I love you, brother.